This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I ask you what Walmart's known for, you're probably going to say something about low, low prices, right? And that is true. The catch is that those low prices were made possible by pay for Walmart workers also being low, low. Economics being what it is, that bottom-tier pay structure brought some not-so-intended consequences sales-wise for the company. So a year and a half ago, Walmart promised to raise worker pay and make things better for those workers. Neil Irwin writes about how it's going for the biggest retailer in the country in the New York Times. He wrote about it over the weekend. Neil, it's good to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
We should preface this by saying that Walmart had not fallen on hard times, but they were not performing the way they used to, right?
Yeah, they had five straight quarters of same-store sales declining. They had all these reports of bad customer service, shelves that weren't stocked well. So they were having some real problems in terms of keeping goods on the shelves, keeping people coming into those stores.
And it seems like such an obvious idea. You pay people more and these problems will disappear. And that appears to be what has happened, but it's not without a whole bunch of backstory, right?
Yeah. You know, the truth is you get what you pay for in the labor market. If you're an employer and tries to lowball and pay as little as you possibly can, employees respond to that. And you only get the people who can't find a better job. When people do have the job, maybe they're not as dedicated. They don't work as hard. They're not worried if they were to lose the job. So there are all these effects that come into play when you're trying to do this strategy of keep labor costs as low as possible, pay people the bare possible minimum.
So Walmart and the CEO make a big splash of this. It's announced to the entire workforce and the world, better pay, regular schedules, this thing called efficiency wages, right? That's what economists like to call it.
Well, that's what I'm arguing this is a version of. So this idea from economists is that there is some reason, if you're an employer, to pay a little more than what the going rate is for a job. If you do that, you might get some benefits in return. Less turnover, more worker dedication. People are going to, you know, less likely to goof off when the boss isn't looking because they're afraid that if they lose that job, they're losing something valuable. Walmart, by going just not even that much higher in the grand scheme of things on wages, seems to have gotten a little more of these returns from workers in terms of dedication and willingness to really do their best.
But it is, you say, sort of a they're playing the long game because there's a little bit of a short run hiccup here, right? They're having to make this investment, sort of betting on the come.
Yeah, you know, one story that you hear, especially out of more labor activist circles, is, oh, if you raise wages, that will increase profitability. The data so far don't support that for Walmart. Their operating income is down for their U.S. stores where they've raised these wages. Their stock price has underperformed over the last couple of years since these announcements. Now, that doesn't mean it's the wrong thing for the long term. You know, if they want to have a long-term future and compete with Amazon and compete with all these competitors in every different direction, you know, they have to build a strong workforce and have good customer service and all that. So if you think of this as a long-term investment, it might well pay off. But in the short run, this is something that's coming at a cost to profitability.
The great part of this piece was the bit toward the end where you basically say it's a Rashomon thing, right? Economists see what Walmart did one way. Labor activists see it another way. Wall Street analysts see it yet a third way.
Yeah, and it's all of these things. You know, the economy is better, the unemployment rate's lower, that creates upward pressure on wages. That's economic theory, and that's what's happening. This company had some customer service issues. They're helping solve those with these wage policies. You know, these efforts by labor unions and other activists to try and increase minimum wages around the country, create political pressure, that's paying off as well. All these things combined to create this decision by Walmart. You know, you know, the United States' biggest private employer, all these things combined to make them make this decision and pay their people a little better.
There is peril in generalizing from a single example. But Walmart is so big that maybe we want to go there. Explain how this might, stressing might, factor into the overall economic sluggishness that we've had in this country for the past 6-7 years.
Well, one thing we've seen over not just 6-7 years, but decades, is companies doing everything they can to reduce labor cost. And so what's happened is what's called the labor share of income has declined in the economy. Less of the national economic pie is going to compensation. It's going to worker salaries. We've also seen this perennial shortage of aggregate demand, this lack of demand in the economy that seems to be a factor in the slow growth we've been experiencing. There's an interesting possibility these two things are connected. You know, maybe what's happened is by cutting back on what workers are making, there's less of that growth in income that can be circulated through the economy and create the underlying driver of economic activity.
Neil Irwin is a senior economic correspondent at The Upshot at The New York Times. Neil, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.